Good morning, June 6th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing touches treatment policy, a Missouri kratom sales halt, and two Arizona law changes. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. We'll start with a few media items. Think Global Health reports on concerns that President Trump's faith-based push threatens standard addiction treatment. In Kansas City, the Kansas City Star reports that kratom manufacturer American Shaman will stop sales in Missouri, ending a lawsuit. On a different front, the New York Post opinion section points to open-air drug markets as a reminder that there is still much work to do in San Francisco's Tenderloin. In the social pulse, one post grounded in lived experience comes from @GuyPussy on Blue Sky. They shared that their weed sobriety journey has been hard, that they reached 1 year sober and then relapsed repeatedly during gallbladder and top surgery recovery, and that they are now proudly at 27 days weed-free. A couple of posts focused on practice and data also stood out. On X, @MelRod42 wrote that the preponderance of the evidence suggests these sites are able to provide sterile equipment, overdose reversal, and linkage to medical care in the virtual absence of significant direct risks. That is a useful signal if you are tracking how supervised consumption evidence is being framed in public. And on Blue Sky, @ODPRN announced a new update to the opioid indicator tool. The update includes 2025 annual data, monthly and quarterly data through December 2025, and harm reduction dashboard data for the first quarter of 2026. Shifting from innovation posts to public messaging and criticism, one opposition post came from @TWolfRecovery on X. They said, after leaving a meeting at SAMHSA, that the winds of change are here, that there will be no more permissive harm reduction, and that the national focus is now on getting people off drugs, rebuilding families, and promoting recovery. That is worth watching as an example of changing opposition and recovery-oriented messaging around federal policy. A few research items are also worth noting. One new paper in Drugs, Habits, and Social Policy looks at employee perspectives on the characteristics of drug checking services. Another study in the International Journal of Drug Policy is a realist-informed review of providing safer smoking equipment to reduce health harms and improve service engagement among people who use crack. And a separate paper in the same journal examines harm reduction services in community pharmacies, based on findings from an Australian national sample. Together, those studies point to service design, engagement, and access across several settings. On the policy front, Arizona has a new law on alternative nicotine products and regulation. Also in Arizona, there is a new law on the Controlled Substances Prescription Monitoring Program. If you work across states, it may be worth checking the exact implementation details on both changes. There are also several current funding opportunities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, funding opportunity through NCIPC, with a deadline of June 8, 2026. That deadline is coming up very soon. The Health Resources and Services Administration has two Rural Communities Opioid Response Program opportunities, both due July 8, 2026. One is R-Corp Impact, and the other is R-Corp Planning. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And finally, a couple of action items. The Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is inviting people to join its campaign against anti-homeless policies. The National Alliance to End Homelessness is also calling for public comments to defend the HUD Equal Access Rule. If that HUD comment opportunity matters to your work, this is the moment to get it on your list. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.